The old biblical adage that those who spare the rod spoil the child has become rather politically incorrect these days. And yes, there are far better ways of disciplining our children than beating them. But discipline them, we must. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I've had a hand in bringing up 5 children in my life, and there are 2 things I can tell you firsthand. Number one, I was far from the perfect father. Number 2, bringing up kids is one of the toughest gigs you'll ever face in your life. Sure, there are good times, lots of them. But some days, it takes nerves of steel. And it's a marathon demanding levels of endurance that none of us ever imagined we'd be capable of. But it's an investment that, for the most part, yields incredible dividends. I love seeing how my kids have grown up into decent, respectful, effective members of society and parents themselves. And yet to realize that dividend, you have to make the investment. And that ain't always easy. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 13. If you spank them, it won't kill them. In fact, you might save their lives. As I said, I think there are indeed more effective ways of disciplining kids these days, but discipline them we must. The modern-day trend of spoiling children quite clearly results in spoiled adults without the resilience they need to face life. As Michael Anderson of Focus on the Family puts it, for most of our kids, their life will be more difficult than they anticipate, and it's our job to get them resilient enough to face that. Always correct children when they need it. You might well save their lives. That's God's Word, fresh for you today. God's wisdom is indeed life-saving. Through it, He saves our lives and the lives of the people around us. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org for instant access. That web address again is freshdevotional.org.